There was no laugh at the end there. I like to end with hilarity.
I'm not doing it. I'm not giving it to you. You have to say something funny.
No, I understand. I like to have the show start with laughter.
It makes me seem fake.
Does anybody remember laughter?
I'm a real person who only laughs if something is funny.
Yeah, I understood that. I just dropped Led Zeppelin on you. A deep, deep, deep Led Zeppelin reference.
Which was not funny.
No. Does anybody remember laughter? Or do you know? That's okay. Now I'm butchering the quote. Not funny still.
Yeah, still not funny.
Hello and welcome to episode 479 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tübingen, Germany. With me, as always, is
Adam in Vancouver, British Columbia.
Enjoying a nice Diet Coke.
No, I just finished some coffee, though. So caffeine beverages. Yeah, all caffeine beverages. All right,
I'm also enjoying my coffee. Just for those keeping score at home, two coffees. What's going on, Adam?
Spring.
Is it? It's. I can see it. I can see it from here. I can. It's not spring. Not spring yet. We still got a couple weeks to go.
It feels like spring today in Vancouver, British Columbia. It is beautiful.
Are you doing daylight savings this weekend?
Yeah, we sure are.
Is it really this weekend? Oh man, yeah,
really this weekend? And we have like 3 weeks. It's going to mean though for us over here. Evening light, some extra evening light, which is good for photography for those keeping track.
Yes. You got to know that by now, evening light. No, man. See, we do it. You guys are doing it early still.
Okay.
Because of, I think it was George Bush made it happen early. George W. For real. I'm not joking.
A lot of chatter about this might be the last time.
They're not going to do the last time. I don't know.
No, last time. We're shutting her down.
Yeah, they're not. They're not.
No, we're shutting her down.
Why? Why? Why?
I'm sick of daylight savings. I'm done with it.
You're not.
No, I am.
Am I the only person who actually appreciates the necessity for daylight savings?
Yes, you're the only one.
Okay, then which one are you picking? Which time zone are you picking? Which one?
I'm picking my time zone because I'm
me-centric. Not your time zone. I'm not talking about like Pacific, but like which time shift do you like? Do you like the one in the summer or the one in the winter? If you have to pick one.
Yeah. I'm going to say summer, like summer.
Okay. So then in December, you're driving to work and it's dark until 11 a.m. That's what you like. You like that.
I'm okay with that. I'm going to work anyways.
No, I can't handle that. You got to have light in the morning. It doesn't work. It doesn't work out.
Why?
Because kids got to walk to school. It's dangerous. It is dangerous.
Not dangerous.
Have you ever tried texting in the dark while you're driving? You're going to run over a kid. I hit one true. Like every good point. Week.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
After a while though, no more kids, so it's fine.
Right. So then it's fine.
So they're going to want to have it in the morning. They're going to have it light in the morning, which means the days of you going to Gibbons Park and finishing a ball game are over. Because the games start at what? 6 o'clock start, right?
Sure, but we can have lights.
You don't have lights at Gibbons Park.
No, but we can get lights.
Why would you want lights? You have a sun. You could use the sun.
You're right. There's got to be some compromise. This silly game we play of back and forth. I understand
that part of it. The only compromise that I could honestly see, which will not work because now all of a sudden you're Newfoundland, is just going halfway and doing a half like when you shift in the wintertime this year in 2020, you would go a half hour shift only and then end it. That's right in the middle. But then we have your half an hour off of the rest of the world. So I understand the losing the hour, getting the hour is silliness. I get it. I don't see a practical solution for somebody who likes the summer evenings being you know, later, like 10 p.m. dark.
Doesn't
like
need that. To be that. Yes, it's great in that season. It doesn't need to be that late, though.
Right. But it does for baseball, though, which we wouldn't. We said we wouldn't talk about.
Okay, we're not talking about it.
Okay. All right. Well, there we go. Daylight savings. Well, for us, it's I think it's in 3 weeks, unfortunately.
Okay.
So we'll figure out that out. At least that'll work out good for me for my schedule, though.
Great.
I think. I'll do the math on how it works out for my schedule and your schedule and podcasting. All right. Amazon.
I was going to say, what's new with you? Are you going to talk about Amazon first?
We'll do Amazon first. If you need an alarm clock that'll handle that, get it on Amazon. Click through our site. Help us out.
Amazon's got lots of good stuff. Buy stuff.
I just bought my wife an alarm clock, a clock radio alarm clock. Not on Amazon, though. And you know what the cool feature it has? It's got all, you know, it's pretty simple. It's an alarm clock. What do you want? You know what was the one feature it had built in that was the deal clincher for me?
What?
It had a little USB charger built into it.
Yeah, mine has that.
Okay, well, you win. You had it first.
I got one recently, though, so it's not like this is a 10-year-old alarm clock. Same thing, though. It has like a little night light that changes colors on top. Little mood lighting.
Yeah. And this one also plays records. Yeah.
Cool.
So that's there's awesome. That.
Yeah.
What's going on here is I just got back from a ski trip, week-long ski trip.
Right.
That was fun.
I saw video. There's lots of snow. Looked like conditions were prime.
Well, that's the funny thing. So first off, we had this plan for like a year, actually. We booked the same place with other families. We go three families from here. We all go down together. Well, separate cars, but you understand what I'm saying.
Sure. And
book a place during the week-long school break that we have here called Fasching for Carnival, Mardi Gras. And so we go to this place and was looking forward to it, and the kids love it. They can't wait to go skiing, et cetera, et cetera. Supposed to leave Saturday morning, get up early, drive out, and go skiing that day. That's the plan. Well, the night before, my wife gets pretty ill, like really sick. A lot of the throwing up that you don't like. You can't have like a 2.5 hour car ride with that, and then skiing, et cetera. So it's like, oh no. And so I had a pretty good idea that she'd be okay in a couple days, and so I just took the kids by myself.
Wow, left her at home. Super dad.
Or jerk, like, all right, honey, you got this.
Oh, yeah, more that, I think.
I'm going to go skiing.
Yeah.
No, I was super dad. Her folks took care of her. Her folks came over, and I said, like, oh, here's the deal. You'll be okay in a couple days, so I know your dad will drive you down, and when you feel better, I'll take the kids, we'll do some skiing. And when you get there, you'll come up and join us, which is how it went. But just, hey, respect to all the single parents out there. Respect. It's not easy.
No, it's not.
I was.
I have no clue, by the way. So.
No, just based on these 3 days and the first 3 days of trying to get everything done on my own, it was like, wow, like I barely had time to Tinder. It was like, wow. But
dude, that was a real laugh. That was a real laugh.
Good, because you know I wouldn't do well on Tinder.
Yeah.
I get it. I get the joke. No, we first got up there. So we first got up there, go to this place. It's basically on, like, if you were to ski just out of bounds, you'd land in Austria. So it's not quite the Alps, but it's where the Alps start to begin. It's called the Allgäu.
Adjacent. Alps adjacent.
Yeah. So you know, normally there's quite a bit of snow. We get up there, and it's, of course, this winter. Like, we get up there the Saturday, it was 16 degrees, and the snow just melted. Like, it was gone. They had no snow.
It was a meadow.
So, yeah, well, here, like, have a look. I posted some pictures. I'll throw them on the website. So there's the first shot. That's the ski run. So you can see what they've done there is they've basically pushed all the snow they had and kind of made, like, little sidewalks to ski down.
Right, yeah.
Which was the plan, and I was like, oh no, like I thought, we have a seven-day ski pass, and this is the first day. This is going to be tough. It's going to be tough, and it's supposed to rain and whatever, but then all of a sudden it flipped, so look at the next shot. The snow came.
When was that?
That was like don't know, the Wednesday or whatever. So we skied Monday, no, Sunday and Monday, and it was great. It was great spring conditions, like just fantastic. I go, you know, I lose the jacket as soon as I possibly can. That's my move. I love it. Germans not so much, as you can see from the group photo a little bit later. But anyway, so there's the before and after. There was the Sunday. You could see it's just like grass, and then a couple days later, bam, there's the powder. So worked out.
Okay.
So yeah, there's a shot of me and my son. Again, yeah, there's the t-shirt. And then mm-hmm. a shot of the yeah. group. There's everybody but my wife, and everyone's wearing their jackets, and I couldn't figure out why, because it was nice. Get some sun, guys.
Just to be clear, yeah. For our audience, to paint the picture, he's not wearing a t-shirt alone. You do have
an undershirt.
Yeah, like a long sleeve. Looks like a warm kind of compression type top underneath.
Oh no, I'm not going Stallone so, in
easy there, Captain Macho.
No, I wasn't Stallone in what's that movie called? Not the Iger Sanction, that's Eastwood.
Okay.
What's the one I'm thinking of? You know it. The mountain climbing movie where they make him climb
Cliffhanger.
They make him climb up the mountain in a t-shirt and it's like -40. That was silly. No, I'm definitely not that guy. But what I can't figure out is why everyone's wearing their jacket. That's what I can't figure out.
Yeah. And the other thing about that picture, the one that of you and your son,
yeah.
is that the helmet you've got and the sunglasses combo reminds me of like one of those older gentlemen that's still riding a Harley Davidson motorcycle.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Wow. Are you a ringer for that guy?
It is. That helmet screams first day on a motorcycle. Yeah. It's like as if Evel Knievel was homeless. Yeah. Here's the thing. Yeah. Okay, funny story. I hate that helmet. I hate the fact that I wear a helmet. Like everybody look at the group photo. Everybody wears a helmet.
Yeah, of course. I'm nothing against helmets. It's just
No. But I am until that day, I am anti-helmet because I'm like, all right, come on, everybody. Let's just wind it down. But I legit bought a helmet because I was concerned. Because the hills, especially when there's this little snow, everyone's kind of crowded into one area. So it gets a little crowded. So I bought a helmet so that somebody with a helmet wouldn't hit me in the head with their helmet. I'm not even joking you. However, the helmet
paid.
You
like it.
The helmet paid. Oh, I love it. I am doing this podcast today. And not instead of eating applesauce in the hospital because of that helmet.
Okay. And you also, I saw a picture on your wife's Instagram. You wear it around the house too.
Yeah. It's a life helmet.
Yeah.
It goes with my matching Velcro shoes.
At least when you're going up and down the stairs, you wear it.
Yeah, most definitely.
Okay.
So I was filming a little video of my son, which you saw. I sent you the video, right?
Yeah. I watched a minute and a half of about the 4.5 minutes long that it was.
Oh, it's a long, longer than that, but it's basically I didn't send any photos out to anybody. It's photos and video put together. You should have kept watching because you'll see where the helmet pays for itself.
Oh, I didn't see that part. I was worried that I was gonna miss the Easter egg at the end of the movie by shutting her down after a minute 13.
It wasn't at the end. It was middle. So one of the days, my wife was there. I guess probably the first day she was up. The real snow hadn't come yet, and so it had rained and then frozen over at night, and so it's just kind of an ice rink up there.
Okay.
And so just me and my son on the hill by ourselves. All these other people were off having lunch or whatever, and so I'm just making a little iPhone video of my son skiing, and I'm on the snowboard, right? Which is important to the story. So I'm just kind of going, not very fast. I'm rolling and I'm kind of going around him. I'm got my back, I'm looking uphill, and I'm kind of on my toes going across. And just as I'm filming him, I catch a back edge on something, and down I go, while I'm filming him. Well, I land directly on my sacroiliac. And
ooh, wow, you learned that word for this podcast.
No, I'm a big fan of Maestro Fresh West.
I was going to say Maestro.
Yeah. So anyway, so I land on my sacroiliac. I legit did. I did not land on my coccyx or cossacks. How do you say it?
I would say it as coccyx.
Coccyx. That's what I meant. Yeah. I did not land on my coccyx, which was good because I probably would have just peed my pants. I've done that. But hashtag I've done that before playing hockey. So,
all right.
It happens. It's a thing. You get a nerve there. You know, you're a doctor. Anyway, so I land on my sacroiliac on the ice, and that hurts. To this day, it hurts. And but don't stop there. I then whiplash back and crack my head directly on the ice.
Nice.
Wearing the helmet. Okay. Wearing the helmet, I'm still stunned. Like, I'm down, and I'm like, oh no. Like, I'm knee deep in concussions in my life, and so they come easier and easier. And I haven't had one in like 10 years, and so I was kind of like, did I just get one? And
okay.
You know that feeling when you get hit in the head or like punched in the face or something like that, like in the nose. You kind of get it's like you smell something. Okay. Do you know it?
No.
Okay. Next time I see you, I'll sucker punch you, and you'll be like, oh, the smell, that smell. Yeah, it's like a weird kind of it's kind of like you're smelling your own blood, but it's not blood, and I don't know, it's hard to describe. And so I got that feeling, and I thought, oh no, like I really don't want to go to the hospital. Like this would be a bad thing. So I ended up I gathered myself, managed to get down the hill, and no headaches, no dizziness. I knew where I was. The important thing was, and this is all kidding aside, I knew where I was, what day it was. I knew what we were doing and how I got there. And so I self-assessed that I did not get a concussion.
Okay.
Because of that goofy helmet.
Wow.
Yeah. So do I need a cooler helmet or what? Or just some stickers? What do you think? Like,
you paint some racing stripes on it. Maybe a big skull on the side of it.
No, not that.
Skull and crossbones.
No. I want to go nicer.
Two hosers. You should paint the two hosers logo on that.
I could do that.
Yeah. So, yeah, a little red and white paint.
Point is, it paid for itself.
Okay. So,
and then, so I included, there's some photos. I don't think there's any other photos that you really care about. That's something that the shoot, anything interesting, maybe. Just
to be clear, I'm not sure that helmet really protected you from a concussion. It protected you from cracking your skull. But the way it works is your brain moves within your skull. So yeah. Yes. So just to be clear, that concussion, whether you had a small one or not, that feeling that you smelled something isn't a normal brain response. So right. you probably did have a very slight concussion, just because it's certainly that whip effect with your head smacking that hard and you smelling something like that is a small sign. But okay. But yeah, that helmet really just saved your skull from breaking.
Right. Okay. So then I wasted my money because my skull breaking is not the issue. It's just the concussions I don't want to have.
Yeah. That's really.
Because I had one in Australia that was really bad. And then no one cares. We'll talk off the air about this.
Okay. No one cares about your concussions. But yeah. Just clarifying that, very easy to get a concussion with that helmet still on.
Understood. I do understand that part about the, like, basically your brain smashing into the inside of your skull is what causes it. Yes. Yeah. Although, I mean, I suppose without it, you would be a much harder crack. Ideally, it should soften. It should absorb some of the impact. No.
Oh, well, maybe a little bit. It's still just the whip effect and the quick stop.
Yeah,
it's just that your head is still going to make that quick stop. Maybe the cushion on the inside decelerates it very slightly, but you don't even need to hit your head. Just the whip fall back is enough as your head stops to get a concussion. So, anyways, you don't need any more hot concussion talk, but I'm pretty sure you had a small stroke or a small concussion.
I did not have a stroke. I'm certain of that.
Okay.
Yeah, everything, we're all good. So anyways, I even put a video in there you can check out later. That was the one morning, one night, one of the evenings, it snowed and snowed and snowed like crazy. And so we ended up getting like this basically like thigh deep powder. And so we got up early, made sure we were on the first chair up, me and one of the buddies we're skiing with, snowboarding with, and we went and hit. So we hit that run. You can see that run that I did the before and after. And the after, like the photo number two, where there's no snow and then there's a bunch of snow. Yeah. So that was I took this photo later in the day, but the first tracks down that hill were mine, and it was just the most amazing, like almost waist deep powder that you were just hammering. It was outstanding. Except for two things. One, it wasn't a whole bunch of powder on a nice snow base. It was on a base of rocks and trees. So you'd be going along and all of a sudden, wham, you just hit a rock under the snow, which was a delight. And then the very last photo you can see, if you get down, once you get down to the bottom of the hill, if you don't stay right, you miss the chair and you get stuck in the deep powder and have to avoid the creek.
Okay.
And then take your board off and hike up like an idiot.
Nice.
So you can see those are my tracks of me, the very first run coming down and then hiking out. And the whole day, everyone laughing at those tracks on the chairlift.
Okay.
Good day.
Hey, you know what I like? I like your, I think I made fun of you last year for this, but I like the picture of you with your family and you've got, you know, your lime green snowboarding pants.
Yeah.
Coupled with a Green Lantern shirt. Now that's not a coincidence, right?
It was a coincidence, actually, yes.
Wow. I just thought you dressed up and said, you know what? Today I'm going as a superhero.
It's not easy being green. That's what I was going with.
Okay.
I think last year I was probably all Captain America. And then this year.
Yeah, I think you were.
Yeah. I specifically did not wear the Captain America because I was like, I think I wore that last year. I have a thing. I'm not a humongous superhero guy. I love superhero logos, though. The graphic design on superhero stuff is excellent.
Okay. So there you go.
Anyways, I'll post a bunch of these. This is sort of under my did you shoot anything interesting? Point being is the ski trip was almost exclusively shot with the iPhone. It's just unbelievable, especially for skiing. And if you're going to fall over backwards and crack your head, you don't want to ruin your DSLR. Your iPhone, no problem. It stands up well, but the pictures are so good on these, and my iPhone is not great. It's the SE or whatever that's called. So the pictures are fine, but the newer ones, the people that we were skiing with, they had the newer ones, and like my wife has some sort of a newer Samsung, and the pictures are outstanding. Like just really, obviously you don't get like the full, you know, like the different focal lengths on this one anyway. I guess the new iPhone has that, but and you know, depth of field is fake and all that stuff, but still looks awesome. So
yeah, pictures look good.
Yeah, so I enjoyed that. There was a couple of DSLR shots. Maybe I did have a stroke. A couple of DSLR shots in there because this place is really cool. You can park your car like right next to the lift, so it's you ski down and it's in the snowboard boots. It's literally a 60-second walk to the car if you need to grab something. Very, very handy.
Cool.
So I'll just post a few of those photos online for people to ignore.
Awesome.
All right. Photo challenge this week is the topic, by the way.
Okay.
It's our monthly challenge. Portrait. Monthly challenge for February is portrait. Hashtag two hosers monthly challenge. Hashtag hey hosers on the Instagram. Not a lot of submissions this week. This month.
Yeah. Horrible challenge on your part.
I disagree.
Okay.
We'll see. Okay. So let's dive in. We only have 8. So it's going to be hard to make the show 90 minutes long, but we'll try.
Yeah, we can do it. No, our lead-in was already the length of a full podcast. So
no, it's not. I'm looking at it right now.
I think we're good.
25 minutes. I'm not having the 4 minutes where you messed around at the beginning saying nothing interesting. Yeah. So, this one is a portrait. It's a portrait of somebody who's not in your family, like immediate family. And the reason for that, I think we've talked about before, is that it's very easy to do. I mean, obviously, you have the guinea pigs. If you're learning to take pictures, it's great. You can snap photos of your immediate family, and like they're always going to be there. But it doesn't take you out of your comfort zone, and it doesn't really push you. So I encourage everyone to do it. It is difficult. Yet it's very, very useful. In fact, we even got a very nice email that I almost forgot to read. Am I supposed to read this email on the...
Do it. I don't know. So did you send me this email?
I don't think I did. Maybe it was sent to you directly.
Maybe. Oh, yeah, maybe to the non-hosers, because I don't get the hosers email.
Yeah, it was sent to you directly.
Okay, I think I read it then.
Okay.
But it was a while ago. I don't remember.
Now, what I'm saying is, I just, oh no, he did. Okay, I was worried that I missed his entry. So so one of our entries coming up is from David Williams, and he actually sent a very nice thank you email, which I'm not sure if it's supposed to be read out
loud.
Now
you've said too much. Read it. Now you've said too much. Read it.
No, but I'll cut to the beginning apart. There's some other stuff in there. The main reason for writing, he wanted to thank us for this month's photo challenge, because he took the challenge to heart. And he wanted to take a portrait of someone that he didn't know in any way, which wasn't even technically the challenge, but that's taking it up a notch.
Above and beyond.
Above and beyond. So already a front runner. Already neck and neck with F. Pang. I won't tell you who that is, but...
Okay.
So my local community has its own Facebook group. So he reached out to the group, explained the monthly challenge. Hopefully we get new listeners. And asked if anyone would like to volunteer. And he had more than a dozen offers inside an hour.
Wow.
So there
you go.
That's
more people than I know. I don't even know a dozen people.
Yeah. Anyway, without your monthly challenge, I would not have experienced the joy of giving photos to strangers, whilst, $5 word right there, also helping me build a portfolio of interesting shots. So,
cool.
That sums up exactly how I feel about this and why... This challenge is important, and why I'm glad that people took the time to do it.
Okay.
So thank you for the wonderful. I think I responded, but thank you for the nice email, and we're glad that you listen and participate. So, in no particular order, let's dive in. This is Scott. The first one up is Scott Borowy from. This is at Ragged Island Brewing Company.
Okay, that's like a pub, right? It says local brewery. So there you go.
Yeah. So he went to our local brewery for drinks, intending to grab a portrait of a staff member. Instead, 30th birthday party celebrating. And so he took. So evidently, he doesn't know who Nick. He didn't know Nick. I'm assuming he wandered in. Nick was there having his 30th birthday, and took Nick's portraits. Now there's two. There's two. So I went ahead and chose. There's one of just Nick, and there's one of Nick and Monica. I obviously chose the one of Nick and Monica.
Okay.
I liked it better. The one of Nick, you go online and have a look, listener, and you tell me what you think if you like. But I happen to like this one a lot, mostly because I think she looks a lot like Anna Paquin.
Okay. Yeah,
speaking of the Led Zeppelin quote I said earlier, I completely forgot about that. That was actually from the movie Almost Famous, and Anna Paquin was in that. So we tied it all around, but buttoned it up.
Okay. Good thing. I like the Pokemon cards in his hand. So either he's playing Pokemon or some modified adult Pokemon game.
Okay.
But that's an interesting twist to this photo. But the lighting is good. The this is done in a brewery, so I'm not sure. It looks like there's shadows, so this looks like some artificial light. I don't know. Does it say anywhere? Did it get cut off?
I didn't scroll down yet.
Looks like flash though, right?
I believe it's off-camera flash.
Yeah,
modified. He said, if I remember correctly, I did read it, but I didn't capture the whole thing on the screen cap for you. So,
based on the shadows, it looks like it's off-camera flash, but it's well done. It looks good.
Mm-hmm. What I would like to see is if you're at the brewing company, usually those tend to be pretty big rooms and pretty cool. Maybe not. Maybe this is very small. I don't know. I'd like to see a little more depth in this. Like, you turn around and shoot more of the brewery.
Sure.
However, you're never going to take a bad picture of people smiling. Like, this is great. I you can see they're having a great time. Big million-dollar smiles on both of them. That's great. No reflection in the glasses. Well done. Mm-hmm. So, all in all. And I don't know if Nick is a hat tilter, but he gets him to tilt his hat up to keep the shadows off his eyes.
Yeah, that looks like it's done intentionally.
Could be. I mean, I'm not that familiar with Nick. So
it seems like a high tilt if that's how he naturally wears his hat, but it doesn't look unnatural, like, until you specifically say, hey, there's more foreheads than that's a five head right there.
Right there, yeah. I was wondering who was going to get to that hackney joke first. I was going to go, if you didn't do it, I was going to pick up your trash.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
Anyway, well done. All right. Yeah. Next up is Pixelscaper. For two Photoshop Canon 5D Mark III single flash through umbrella, blam.
Wide angle looks like wide angle lens.
Yeah, it looks like it does look like that. What do you need? What are you going to guess the focal length is on this one?
Ooh, I'm going to say like 20 millimeters, maybe like 22, like something.
I was thinking
that.
28 as my guess.
Really? Like just the oh, so for again those that are listening have no idea what we're talking about. There's a pose of a female.
Well, I hope you're following along and listening.
Well, are they always looking at the pictures as it's going, or they look later?
That's a good point. I don't know.
Yeah.
I didn't ask.
For those not looking at the photo, it's of a female subject standing in sort of the front of a car, kind of leaning against the car door. Mm-hmm. And the reason we're saying wide angle is because her front arm is disproportionately large as it's coming towards the camera compared to her back arm.
Right.
And so it just has that wide angle feel. I don't know how else to articulate that. But it's a really nice looking photo just because the car is super, what's on the car? Is that just dirt? Like whatever's
on
it.
Yeah, I'm sure it's
it.
An old, yeah, it's an old broken down, rusty automobile.
But it really
Hey,
adds,
Wordsmith, Hemingway, yeah. Describe the car to us.
Yeah, but it really, it's interesting looking for sure. And its color is interesting. And so it really works well. I'm not someone who ever really selectively looks to take wide angle portraits. I mean, I do it once in a while just because I'm looking for a very specific look. But my first thought is 85, 70 to 200, 50 millimeter at the widest. And so when I see a photo and the pose is done right and the subject matter is interesting and the car adds definitely another interesting element. I'm thinking to myself, this is a good use of wide angle in portrait photography. So well done. I like it.
Yeah, I hate this photo.
No, you don't.
Because I wish I took it.
Yeah.
I'm jealous. I honestly, you know what it is? You know why? The lighting is fantastic, and it doesn't look like lighting, but it is lighting.
Yeah, agreed.
It's
balanced. Ambient is balanced perfectly.
The color, temperature, everything. I think I'm going to start listening to Pixelscaper's podcast.
Yeah. And even just the way the subject is positioned, like uses the dark from the inside of the door and the inside of the dash. Like it works so well. And it really makes the subject who's got a very interesting kind of, I don't know, is it bluish, purplish, mauve type color dress just pops so well. And you're right, because there's no light hitting anything else. It looks like the subject and where the light is directed is just so perfect and not hitting anything else. It's terrific. So well done.
Yeah. Okay. Next up is Mike Roskop. This is his... Hang on. Who's calling me?
Uh-oh.
Why is someone phoning me? That never happens. No one ever phones me during the show.
This is real talk. This isn't podcast. We didn't rehearse this part.
Yeah. Am I answering?
Okay.
But I'm freaking out because I was like, oh man, they're going to hear that. But then I realized you can't hear it. It's only in my headphones. I'm not good at podcasting.
No.
So here's Mike Roskop from in Portrait of a Non-Family Member. His colleague needed a picture for a slideshow. And let's talk about the show first. The picture first. You can read the rest later. What do you think of this?
I think like the photo is good. I mean, it's I'm going to say good. It's not great. It's good, but it is very Alan Attridge influenced. That's what I'm going to say.
Okay.
You know why, right?
Maybe.
Well, this is very much so. He's sort of the orange and blue with the flash and a CTB gelled flash to do the background and basic.
Yeah.
So this is your move right here. And it looks like a warming filter on the subject and a cooling filter on the background. And it really, I mean, it's obvious to us looking at it. I don't know that anyone else looking at it, it would really be that obvious, but
it's very subtle. It looks to me like it's done well. I'm guessing, or I didn't read the whole thing. Maybe it's there. I'm guessing the key is just a bare flash and then the background is a CTB.
Yeah, it could be.
And so we're looking at probably Yeah, that's that degree of separation. Like, I don't find him to be standing like punch in the face orange. I find him to be less blue than the background.
True. I think you're right there. It's probably okay. No warming filter on the front. I mean, it looks, again,
I'm not correcting you, but just so people understand what we're saying is that Adam means gel.
Gel.
Yeah. Filter goes in the lens, gel goes in the light.
Sorry. Gelled.
Mm-hmm.
He gelled the light, the backlight for sure. The front light, if he did put a gel on his key, then it's probably a very, very subtle one. But I don't
1/64th CTO.
I didn't read any of his description, so I'm just looking at the photo, yeah.
And then this looks, I mean, I love what he's done here because it has that sort of science, the laboratory feel, which tends to usually have that sort of blue kind of light to it, like that sort of clinical, everything's kind of a cool white version. So in that respect, it is very well done. Very, it sets the mood very well.
Sure.
And enough out of focus that we see the subject, but enough in focus in the background that we know where it is or have an idea at least.
Yeah.
All right. Love it. Bob Bernal Jr. He's running out of time. Hey, welcome to my world. So I just did a quick one. On-camera speed light facing subject in shade outdoor. Now, he says not my ideal way of lighting, but it seemed to work. I think he submitted this move before, and once again, I hate it because it's so well done. Like this, every once in a while, you'll get people who can shoot on-camera flash, like basically direct flash, and make it look good, or at least decent, at least passable. It's better than passable. This is very, very well done for what it is.
Well, and it's weird because if you look at the catch lights, it doesn't look like direct flash.
Well, it looks very subtle. Like it does look like it's probably very, very just a flick of fill light is my guess.
Yeah, but you don't get the trademark kind of like dots right in the center of the pupils, any of that effect, right? So it again, the light on her face outside of the eyes looks like, okay, I could see that being direct flash, but then looking at the eyes, I'm like, no, that's not direct flash. Like, there's two catch lights.
It could be. I'm going to guess that there's if he's shooting her in shade, and then across the street is probably like a white building being lit up by the sun, which will create a catch light in her eyes, in addition to the little pinpoint catch light from the on-camera flash. I could see it.
But they're the same size. The catch lights are roughly the same size. I've zoomed in. I'm looking at it. It's like it doesn't make sense to my brain. I mean, again, it looks too good to be direct flash. I agree with you 100%. Well done. I would have not ever thought. Tell me how that photo was made. I looked at it. I would have never said, oh, yeah, that was direct flash popped right in her face.
Indeed.
So, good job.
Well done. Next up is David Williams, who sent the email. And I did a bad job of doing a screen capture on this one, so you can't really read everything like that. It's a whole message I cut off that Adam won't see.
Okay. Do I need to see it?
No, there's something to do. I think I remember correctly. She wasn't super thrilled about getting her picture taken, and doesn't usually like it, but like this one or something. But
wait. This is the email where he put it out to a Facebook group and. So she responded saying, please come take my picture.
I guess she needed a picture, but I guess what he said was she doesn't usually like getting her picture taken.
But answers Facebook ads to get her picture taken by a stranger.
Yeah, I don't know her. I don't know if you... she's not a friend of mine.
Okay, let me just say, I haven't seen all the photos. I'm looking at them for the first time. That's my move. This is terrific. This is so good, and...
Well, this also... Hey, sorry, this one is a series of three as well. Four. No, it's a series of four, and I chose the one I liked the best.
Okay, so I haven't seen the other ones. The one I'm looking at looks like a model who knows exactly how to have her picture taken. So I'm not sure I believe that a stranger...
I'm going to read this. This is Melanie, the artist, that he had the privilege of visiting at the Gallery 1111. And taking photos of Mel, in her terrific space. She intends to use them on her website, social media, etc. Melanie was very happy with the photos, particularly as, if you can believe it, she dreads having her photo taken.
Okay. That's someone who takes pictures very well and is a little self-deprecating, because this, there is no way that, A, she's good looking, right? I think we could agree on that.
Yeah.
B, she has a perfect smile. Like, this photo is an example of someone who just knows how to smile.
Yes.
And it's just like you said, I don't know how many bad photos you could take of this
person. Well, no, I said there's four. Like, he took four, so I picked the best one. The other three, she's a Bowser. Honestly, I'm looking at her and I'm like, wow, what a sack of hammers this one. No, they're all great. Okay. I'm just joking. They're all great. The other one, she's wearing glasses and looks great. And there's no reflection in the glasses. No, she's great in all of them. You're right. Like, they're very well done. The camera loves her.
Yeah.
Stop dreading getting your picture taken.
Yeah. No. And again, I don't know the lighting setup. Looks like window light to me. It's terrific. It's. Is it window light? Do you know the
setup? I'm scrolling through. I'm not seeing it.
Okay. If it's not window light, it's a terrific use of light to make it look like window light. Because this is really, really well done. People who haven't seen these photos and who aren't looking at these photos live as we're going through this, go check this out. Because David Williams, it's not. I'm not. Kissing up to you because you wrote a nice email. This is really, really good.
We are kissing up to you for the hashtag the original not Frank Panger though.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's pretty awesome too.
That's pretty great. Yeah, we appreciate that. All right. That is well done. And go check out Melanie at Gallery 1111, evidently.
Sure.
On the internet.
Yeah, we've pumped her tires a little bit too, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, I expect a big uptick in her art sales this week. Next up is Doofus Photography, not a usual portrait.
Okay.
There you go. That's the guy with the toque. Yeah.
And the sweet stash.
Yeah, I ran into this guy on in cell block D one time.
Yeah. No, this guy looks like it's an ironic mustache.
You think so?
Maybe. Just the pose, like the expression. It's like, yeah, I grow ironic mustache.
It's hard to say because this is Utah, so all bets are off.
Yeah, that's true.
I have no idea what that even means. I don't even know. I just got partway through that. I'm like, you know what? I'm throwing Utah under the bus.
No, it's again, it's I like it. The background is nice. This is just a nice background, nice light. You could put any guy with a cool mustache in this scene and get a good photo, I think.
Lanny McDonald, everybody. Good to see him.
Oh,
good
yeah.
to see him out and about.
If it was a little more rouge, this would be
yeah. Lanny. All right. Next up is number 97 in your program, number one in your hearts, Frank Pang.
The best part is I'm just looking at this now, is that his, I don't know if it's his daughter, his wife. Is it his daughter? Have we established
daughter.
That? Amber yeah. Lee Pang. Who is this now? That's the
yeah.
comment.
Just, I like the chirping. Actually, Amber Lee wins this week, this month.
Yeah.
Just because of that. Is this a guy? Did he take a photo of a guy in line at the camera department of London Drugs?
Maybe that could be it. I was thinking like the hardware store, but you're right. I think it's cameras. I couldn't figure out what was in the background, but I think you're right. I think it's camera gear.
I'm just noticing that now. I hadn't thought about it.
Or maybe like internet like routers or something that it's out of focus.
Yeah.
There's a guy who does not seem thrilled. So maybe.
Oh no, he's about to say, "What are you doing?"
Or are we fighting? Like, he might be saying that.
Oh, yeah. But he doesn't know it's Frank Pang yet, though.
That's true, yeah.
As soon as breaks out, hey, you listen to the two hosers? Do you know who I am?
Frank's picture is of a less than thrilled individual at
Do you
possibly...
know who I am? Dude, in the history of ever, has anyone who has ever said that, has that person known who they are?
No. There's no way. No.
Here, I got news for you. If you have to say, do you know who I am? No. No, we don't. So I don't know what this guy's problem is. I don't know why he's choked at Frank.
Yeah.
Okay. This one's fine. I'm not sure what's going on here. I'm gonna go ahead and tough love this one. And we love Frank, but this is not Frank's it's not in his top 10.
But wait, Frank is the king of mystery. There's always a mystery.
Right.
There's a lot of mystery here. So, yeah, I mean, I'm going to give him points on mysteriousness.
You know what? You are correct on that. So, from a technical standpoint, the framing's not doing it for me. The potential, is there a little bit of motion blur? I mean, like, I can't really tell from the low-res image we have here. You're right. The mystery factor really ramps up here. I can explain the rest of them. Even ironic mustache, I think we can explain. Or at least, you know, theorize. Not Frank Pang. This is going to be a complete podcast, like a whole podcast series, a true crime podcast series built around this photo.
Yeah, this could be.
This is going to haunt me. I'm going to wake up in the middle of the night thinking of this one now. Okay. What is that guy saying?
I don't know.
This is like episode 3 of Twin Peaks, right in one photo.
I feel like this is the photo that he took right after,
right before right getting after. Punched in the mouth?
Yeah, and then it was something like, you want some more?
So you're saying that this is not only is on the show, but this is also evidence with the RCMP?
Yeah, for sure it is, yeah.
The Mounties definitely have a copy of this. Are we accessories now?
Maybe.
Okay, well, I do like the hashtag. He took it up a notch. I am Frank Pang, hashtag not Frank Pang.
Right.
This is excellent. Okay, wow. We have to come back to this mystery and solve it.
The next photo.
Yeah.
Go. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Roger Dahlman.
Yeah, you start.
I was going to say, this kind of looks like a movie, like Renee Zellweger.
Yes.
Standing under a lamp waiting for somebody to come down from their apartment or something.
Which which movie though? Are you talking like the one in where she played the British lady? What's her name? The Diary?
No, this is Jerry Maguire. That's the
Jerry Maguire. Yeah.
She's waiting for Jerry.
Okay.
Yeah, no, this is really good.
She definitely has her favorite aunt is deaf. I can tell that by this photo. Definitely.
But let me just say, the photo's taken at night. He doesn't have any available flash.
That's the part that kind of grinds my gears, too. Because I looked at this, and I was like, hey, well lit, Roger. Well done. And then I find out, like, no, he found this light.
Yeah. Standing next to a street lamp, and it's so good. And she's
I take full credit for him finding this light, by the way.
Okay, all right. You can take credit for it, but it's really, really well done. Great execution. Yeah. Love how the light falls on the subject's face, and she does look a lot like Renee Zellweger.
Yeah.
A young Renee Zellweger.
Yeah, not that old bag that's kicking around now.
Yeah, that's right. She's got to be kicking past 40 now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I think so. Yeah. She's on the Grey's Anatomy, right?
No.
No, that's a different girl. It looks like her.
Yeah. It could be Marilyn Gray, too. You're right.
You know her name?
Oh, no. Meredith Gray. My wife watches it sometimes. I watch it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. While you're in the room for the entire hour.
No, I'm not.
Glued to the set.
I don't watch it, but I know Meredith.
Right. I wish you hadn't said that.
Yeah, sorry.
You know, this is really great. I love the. You know what I also love about it? I love the balance, like the background. There is still some light there. It's not full dark. But it's nice, and it's that kind of bluey color, and it's balanced so well with the light, and including the light in the photo. I'm not sure if that's the exact light. I mean, that does look like it should be, but the way it lights up her face and is also a practical light. Yeah, this is really well done. Nice job, Roger. All right, we did some.
Sure.
With the last minute, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Yeah, mine too. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Let's look. I know this guy. Do I know this guy? Your photo?
Nope, you don't know him. This is a coworker of mine.
I can still know him.
Oh, okay, so you've never met him, though. This is a coworker of mine, Jacob. So another physiotherapist.
Yeah, but I'm not saying I know him through you. Is this Jake? Is his name Jake?
No, Jacob.
Okay, I heard you say Jacob, and I was trying to big
league. But he's a ball player, or he was a ball player. He played college baseball in Texas.
Okay, I didn't play there.
Okay, but no, I I didn't grow up in Richmond or anything, so I don't. And again, he's a good solid.
I know.
12 years younger than you.
He looks like Renee Zellweger, but with a beard.
if she was bearded, yeah, he does look a little bit,
a little bit around, yeah.
No, I said something. I told him yes. I told him the funny thing is yesterday I said he looked. I can't remember who I said he looked like with a beard. So it is funny that
Tom Green.
It was not Renee Zellweger. No, it was a lady with a beard.
Do you ever do that to people? You look a lot like you pick somebody insulting and be like, oh man, like you look a lot like Pee Wee Herman, but way fatter. Like, what? Do you remember that the member in the Goonies? Remember Link?
Yeah.
You look like him, but not nearly as attractive. Yeah.
If he let himself go.
If Link fell off a ladder and landed face first on a pile of spikes. That's what you look like.
Right.
Yeah, in a good way. No offense, in a good way.
Yeah, it's always better if you say no offense.
Yeah, no, so if you lead with no offense. No offense, but
okay, back to my photo, which I did yesterday at the last minute. Okay, I apologize. I apologize to all the listeners. This is
No. Hang on. Don't apologize. Don't. You do not owe an apology.
I had a month to do this, and I went.
We technically had 3 months. We talked about this like 3 months ago.
Okay. Yeah. Whenever it was one of these things. Like I did this my whole high school life, my college life. I was last minute Adam. Like I could study last minute. All that stuff. That was me in a nutshell. Put things off. I'm not like that anymore in my work life. Like I'm very
or any less
done early. Yeah. Everything else, I'm very super on top of things, diligent. Unfortunately, in my photography podcasting life, I tend to last minute. Those who have been listening for a while, I can be a last minute guy. Yeah. I had a few chances where I said to friends like, oh, I'm going to come over, I'm going to take your photo. And then things fell through, not on my end, on their end, on a number of occasions. And then all of a sudden it was Wednesday. I work late, and then it's Thursday, and I said, "Oh no! I've had a month to do this, and oh no!" And then I knew I had plans after work yesterday. So I said,
"The big yellow one is the sun."
Yeah. So unfortunately, yesterday I'm going to work, and I said, "I have no choice. It's got to be someone at work, right?" So yeah. I took my camera with me to work, and when my physio counterpart just came in, because we kind of have opposite shifts. When he came in, I said, I need you to be my subject for a photo. And so our gym area, like where we, you know, the patients do exercises, it's got mirrors on both walls. And I said, there's nobody in there right now. Let's quickly run in there and do a photo. We do have window light coming in. There's a door at one side. And so what I did is I just kind of 85 mil on my 6D. And I just said, stand over here. And then I tried to, the background is so atrocious that I didn't know any way to make this environmental, because there's exercise balls. Like if you look, you know, just right to him is an exercise ball. Left where I've cut it off, there's exercise bikes, and they're not good looking exercise bikes. They're just, it's just clutter. And then so to camera left, to his right ear is me and him. So that's his back. And
oh, so you're in this shot.
Yeah, so I'm in the shot because it's all mirrored and I'm shooting into the corner of a mirror. So I'm in it. You can only see my little bit of my blurred bald head because I'm peeking over his shoulder to take the shot. The big black, or not black, it's probably more of a dark blue, navy, whatever. That's him, his reflection.
Oh, okay.
And so that's the
Easter egg. Oh, I see you there. I see you there. Like you're basically, your heads are level, right?
Yeah, yeah. So I'm just kind of tilted over there as I take the photo. So that's the points I'm getting here, is the very subtle picture within a picture that's going on here. But
this is a little bit weird now.
Yeah, it got weird. I'm
sorry. No. It's gonna get weird when you talk about mine, because we just hit all the same notes.
Okay.
All right. We just absolutely nailed it, because okay, first of all, let me just go ahead and say, I do not feel guilty about sucking rocks on the monthly challenges.
Okay.
Because for me, honestly, like, not that I want to phone it in or not care or whatever, because I was also very busy and shot mine yesterday and at the last minute, despite having all those months to do it. I do want these episodes to be more about the listener submissions.
Sure.
It's more, we submit because it's like, all right, well, you know, we would like to be bad at this.
Or contribute in some way.
Contribute and say, yeah, okay, we're doing it. But really the focus should be on the good photos that the listeners take. So I don't need your apology for that. However, what we did not discuss is, we didn't discuss, hey, let's do this last minute.
Okay.
So, but we both did.
Yeah.
So I shot, this is a guy that plays on my ball team and coaches T-ball with me, and he's the other old guy on the team, and so I did, long story short, I had to meet him about something last night, and he was going to be at the batting cage, and I said, all right, well, let's just go snap your photo there. So this is in our facility, whatever, where the lockers are, etc. Come over here, we'll do a simple light. I brought a bunch of lights, I had a bunch of different setups in mind, but ultimately I was like, you know what, I'm just going to do one simple setup, a flash through an umbrella, have it camera left, bam, light up the lockers. I opened up my locker and opened it so it wouldn't just be the row of lockers fading off in the background. I kind of wanted that there. These are very similarly framed photos, you and I.
Sure.
I mean, mine's a little bit wider, but you got the decently close-up headshot.
Yeah.
You are peeking over his right shoulder. Now, yep. That's not me peeking over his right shoulder, but there's a reason that picture is on my locker. I didn't put it on my locker. Somebody put it on my locker as a joke years ago, and I just left it there.
Okay.
For a good long portion of my life, not now, but long portion of my life, I got a lot of, holy cow, you look like Nick Lachey.
Okay.
So I went through a lot, and it had some funny stories involving that. I dated Jessica Simpson for a while. She thought I was Nick. It was good. It worked out okay. It was pretty good. Okay. Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah.
You sure. Saw it.
Yeah.
Anyways, so there is the ersatz me over my subject's right shoulder, just like yours. That is crazy that happened.
Crazy coincidence. Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, no, there's so many coincidences here. It's somebody, they both have beards. We both somewhat work with them in some respect. We both photos sort of suck.
Yours is less sucky than mine, to be
honest. It's okay. I would have liked to have kept a little bit less light, kept more light off the background. But it's fine.
No, I'm not. You're underselling. Yours is definitely way better than mine.
Oh yeah, no, definitely, yeah. Definitely. Like yeah. Yours is like if you stepped in dog poop. But I mean, just
and then made a digital version of it and put it up.
Yeah,
no,
and then it's not my buddy's fault. Walked across your rug with it.
If for me, my buddy, it's got nothing to do with him. Like the part of him, if you just cut him out of the background, is totally fine. Window light
yes,
looks good.
Yes.
He's got, you know, striking eyes, like his eyes pop in the photo. Mine is fine that way. My background is so horrible that it just ruins anything. But yours is better. Yours is a little bit moody for the shot, but it's way better than mine. And I do like the Nick Lachey in over his shoulder. That's just funny.
Yes. Yeah, that works good. But what I wanted to do actually was pull the locker out and actually feature my lock. Because my lock does not exist in Germany. Like that's the only, I happen to own two of them, and there's the only, those Dudley locks that you see.
Yeah,
like,
we all had when we were in high school.
Yeah, they don't sell them here. I had to smuggle mine in my prison wallet, and so it was kind of an uncomfortable plane ride, but they don't sell them. I brought mine from Canada, and because I happen to love those. If you look at the bottom right-hand corner, you can see what the actual locks they sell here, those silly little other combination locks. So there you go. I wanted to feature that, the standard North American lock hint in the background. So.
Okay.
There you go. All right. Good. Yeah. See, we got 90 minutes in.
Yeah. Hey.
Thanks to everybody for submitting, all eight of you, and they're excellent this week. We really appreciate it, and each one of you beat us. Well done.
Wait a second. Have we scared off what's my nemesis guy's name?
We'll talk after the show.
Oh no. He's quitting the podcast.
Next week's challenge. Now, Pixelscaper published some suggestions on Instagram, but I haven't had a chance to read them all yet. So we will incorporate them. You took the time to suggest some weekly challenges that were better than our lousy ones.
Okay.
And so we're not yet. We're not doing it yet. This week, next week's challenge is Bounce Flash.
Great.
We talked about doing it before. We haven't done it in a while. Bounce Flash it is. Next month's challenge for March, I'm going to keep it a little bit more inclusive so we get 9 submissions next month.
Aim high.
Black and white.
Okay.
So, or white and black, your choice. Maybe gray, just grayscale. Point being, Schwarzweiss, black and white. Blanc et noir, is that how they say it?
Let's make this longer.
Websites. Oh, sorry, hashtag that Two Hosers Monthly Challenge, hashtag Hey Hosers on Instagram. Be sure to tag us at Two Hosers on Instagram, and we'll be sure to see it and talk about it at the end of the month. Websites. Adam, where can people go to find your stuff?
AdamSchwartz.ca.
You can find mine at AlanNatridge.com or the two of us at TwoHosers.com, where you can go to find all the links, photos, everything we just talked about. And that's it. Until next week. Get out there and make better photos.